We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We're coming to you from the Quicken Loan Studios in New York on CBS Sports Radio. I'm Pharrell with Carver Eye and Mafia, national mortgage lender. Quicken Loans apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Are you kidding? How great is this? Conference finals in hoops, conference finals in hockey. My great snags at PharrellOnTheBench.com. The Supreme Court legalizes sports betting in New Jersey. It's all good. Baseball, winners, boxing, MMA, daily fantasy. It's all on PharrellOnTheBench.com. I think you'll love it. Sign up today, especially if you live in New Jersey. So, Carver High, they're talking about over and over, I'm hearing that LeBron James, because his teammates don't apparently want to show up for this series, and that none of them are doing anything. He's getting no help. Lack of contributions from everyone around him, leaving him hanging out to dry, no help. And then people are suggesting now immediately that this is the reason he'll leave Cleveland, that it's only a matter of time now that he leaves, because they believe the media and there's some fans for sure that believe that he's at the end of the rope in Cleveland, that this is not going over well. It sounds to me like a lot of people are throwing in the towel on the series with Boston.
Yeah, I don't like that at all. I don't understand why.
I don't get it.
Throwing in the towel. They haven't played a home game yet. I mean,
fresh slate if they win on Saturday.
Let's see. I mean, I got no problem. They win both games at home, and you play a three gamer. Win a game at the Garden in the TD Bank. You know, he's done that 1,000 times. So, I think saying that it's over or start talking about the summer and where he's gonna play, and we're not there yet. I think that he's still got some juice here, and I know he doesn't get the help that maybe he's gotten in the past. Sometimes I don't think he needs it. So he needs a little more than he got in game two, that's for sure. But there's times I don't think he needs it. They just got to give him just enough, and he'll take care of the rest.
Mavia, do you think that the way they're playing, because they look great against Toronto, when they're sweeping Toronto, no one's talking about him leaving.
Yeah, let's see how they play the next two games, because, I mean, it was a stupid thing they did up in Boston doing that thing. I mean, not that it really is Baltimore material for him. LeBron doesn't need it. He's going to do whatever he wants. But, I mean, the best game they played in that Toronto series, the rest of that crew, was after you had that SNL skit that didn't air, that, you know, was making the rounds on the internet, talking about how all of them do nothing and it's all LeBron James. And then all of a sudden they came out and just smacked the Raptors in the face, every one of them scoring points. So game three at home, now having that stew in their minds for the next couple days might get them a little extra motivation. He doesn't need it. The rest of them apparently do. We'll see what they do and if they come through. I mean, he likes playing with a lot of those guys. There's a bunch of them that are overpaid.
Do you think it's true that they wanted DeAndre Jordan, that James and Tyronn Lue wanted this guy from the Clippers, and they couldn't get him?
Of course. I mean, he was one of the biggest names thrown out there in this offseason, I mean, in the trade deadline, offseason and the trade deadline, about trying to get him out of L.A. And a lot of teams tried, and most of them failed. I mean, it's just the way it works. Sometimes you can't get the guy you want. I mean, of course, he's going to want the best names and the biggest names to come play with him, but you can't get them all the time. You have to have something worth something to the rest of the team.
So the Coach of the Year, they announced tonight the finalists, and then what did the Raptors do?
The NBA put out the tweet about who the three finalists were, and one of them, who won it from the coaches themselves, was Dwayne Casey. And then the Raptors went and retweeted it and said, congratulations, Coach, even though he was no longer their coach because they had already fired him.
So among the MVP candidates, LeBron put together a strong case. The 33-year-old did not miss a game for the first time in his career and averaged 27.7, 8.7 rebounds, 9.2 assists per game while making 54% of his shots. He played a league-leading 37 minutes a game. Harden, though, was the best player on the NBA's best regular season team. He helped him win 65 games, leading the league and scoring 30 points a game, handing out 8.4 assists a game. And so do you think it's automatic that he gets it over what LeBron did?
It will be. I mean, LeBron deserves it. I mean, Anthony Davis deserves it even more than both of them, I think. because that Pelicans team is going nowhere after Boogie goes down without him. All three of them are incredible, but they're always going to give it to the guy who's on the best team. Even though he had Chris Paul, even though he has all this other help on that team, way more than LeBron has in Cleveland, they're still going to give it to Harden.
So the other guy is Anthony Davis. Jason Tatum is the third finalist for the Rookie of the Year, which is Simmons, Mitchell, and Jason Tatum. The Defensive Player of the Year, Davis, Embiid, and Gobert. Coach of the Year, Casey, Snyder, Stevens. Most Improved Player, Capella, Dinwiddie of the Nets, Oladipo, Pacers. I think Spencer Dinwiddie was unbelievable for the Nets, to be honest with you. I think he was the most improved player I've seen. Six man, Eric Gordon, Lou Williams, and Fred Van Vliet. There you go again with those Raptors. So they hand out these awards. I guess they have their awards show. Where do? They do that in Vegas too, like everybody else? I know the NHL does it in Vegas. CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 855-212-4227, is brought to you by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on car insurance. Brian in Pennsylvania, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Scotty Farrell, man. Just out of work. How about a shot of Jack and a beer, dude?
Get him a shot of beer, him but an iron shot of beer, him but an iron shot of beer, Butte. So what's up?
Coming up with the gambling and the casinos. I don't know how long it's going to take to get up here. But I can't wait, man. I'm sick of betting on football with a bookie and losing my butt. But anyway, yeah, man, LeBron ain't going to cash it in, dude. I hope he don't. I mean, I hope he gets the championship and goes out to L.A. and spends the rest of his life out there, you know, and teach the Ball brothers how to play basketball. You know, instead of their father shooting off. But anyway, Scott, you're the best, man. I love listening to you.
Thanks, brother. I appreciate you, Brian. Mafia, your boy, that guy was from Pennsylvania. Your boy, Ryan, from the team we play tonight, our old teammate from Ball Up, is driving in Pennsylvania tonight. He had to go on a business trip, and he was hitting the road after the game at around 10 or 11, and he was going to drive. He had to drive like 3 hours, so he was having a chance to listen to the show tonight. He had a big game. He had 14 points in the game against us tonight.
Awesome. Drink that caffeine. Drive safe.
So he's checking us out right now, I believe, on the radio.com app.
How about your boy Brian there? Not only assuming that LeBron goes to L.A. and saying he wants him to go there, but to teach the Ball brothers how to play. So he's going to assume they could take the other ball that no one cares about,
Well, there's been a growing steam, if you will. There's been some heat that they would possibly – some people believe that they will take his brother, that the Lakers will take his brother. So we'll see if that comes to fruition.
No way.
There's no way, according to
He's a free agent, if anything.
There has been talk of it.
You know what? Maybe they'll, like Bobby said, they'll bring him into camp. Maybe they'll let him run around in the summer league for a week or two. But if you think that guy is playing in the NBA, if he does, then that guy's got more power than we thought. Because that kid, we've heard, how many people have we heard say he's not an NBA prospect? He shouldn't be anywhere near the NBA. If that kid ever plays in an NBA game, the old man's got more juice than we think he does.
I'll give you that. You got to admit, though, it has been relatively quiet for a few months in regards to the psycho father, LeVar.
He's coming.
We haven't seen anything, heads or tails of him in a while.
Get ready. Or
those two little punks that played in Lithuania. They're back now in the States. That didn't go. You know, no one. There was literally. Did you see the people that played with them? They said they're prima donnas.
Of course.
And that they didn't work hard, and that their teammates hated them.
Is this where we're supposed to be surprised and shocked?
No, I just think that you know, it's so funny, the whole story, the whole family, everything about it, all their the you know, big baller brand, their TV show on Facebook, and all the coverage that he gets. I have nothing but respect for the kid's game. I think he's 10-7-7 rookie year is incredible. I think he's only going to get better. He knows the game. He's definitely a floor general type point guard. He can flat out play, that kid. I think he's going to get better.
And he keeps his mouth shut. He just plays.
It's everyone else that cheeses me out. The father and the brothers cheese me out.
You'll get him soon. Draft's next month. He's going to stand out there and tell you about whichever one is eligible for this draft. It's coming.
It's inevitable.
He'll be back.
So when you saw the draft lottery last night and you saw that the Suns had won the thing, did you think that it was the first time they're ever getting a number one draft pick? Do you feel that there's any chance at all that the Phoenix Suns will return to some form of glory? Because back in the day, when you think about it, they've had success there and they've had some exciting teams there back in the day when Nash played there and everything else. They have had some good teams over the years, Jason Kidd, whatever. Do you feel as though that the fact that they're getting the number one for the first time ever, that the Suns will ever be a great organization again with what they have in place now with Booker and with Jackson and now getting a number one, let's say it's Ayton? Do you believe in them?
Not for a while. I mean, Booker's incredible. We didn't see much from Jackson last year as you would have expected. And Ayton's going to be good but not great. I mean, they're going to have a good, solid young team. You know, if they can get the right coach in there to teach them and grow them, you know, a la the 76ers. But just like the 76ers, is going to take, you know, 3, maybe 4 years, I think, for them to truly contend, especially out in the West, because the organization's been a mess otherwise. They have a lot of trash players out there. They've had a lot of crappy seasons. I mean, after Stoudemire left for the Knicks and Nash left for the Lakers, they've been terrible. They've been a joke. I mean, they've been tanking for 4 years and haven't gotten to relevancy. So I think he's going to take them another couple.
So there's a lot of people that believe that they'll take Doncic because of his connection. Luka Doncic played on the Euro team and the Euro ball and Slovenia national team. He's played for Kokoškov, the new coach. He's played for him. So they have a huge connection.
Tell you who doesn't believe it,
and
Vegas.
They think that Booker Doncic is a great opportunity. What is Vegas? They don't buy?
They put the line out tonight. I think Ayton was the favorite for the number one pick, like minus 200, and Doncic was like plus 150. He's the second highest rated, but it was all about Ayton as far as Vegas books are concerned for the number one pick.
There you go. So Cleveland, didn't they end up with the eighth pick? And then what about the Knicks at 9? You said it best last night that they'll find a way to get 8 good players in there, and then the 9th player is who the Knicks will get.
Correct. There'll be 8 can't-miss guys in the 9th. Or the Knicks will take a guy, and the 2 or 3 picks after they take, those guys will be all-stars, the guys that come after the Knicks.
So they'll get some foreign player,
and then
10, 11, and 12 will all be Hall of Famers.
Right.
It'll be another Nilakina, Dennis Smith Jr. scenario.
So, are you seeing this stuff about bringing Mike Woodson back to the Knicks? Isn't he the last guy that they won with?
He is.
Yeah, I guess.
He's done in L.A. after being an assistant coach to Doc Rivers the past 3 seasons. And now the door's open to join Fizdale's staff.
Honestly, it's a great gig because you're next in line when they fire Fizdale.
Woodson gave Fizdale his first assistant coaching job.
So they got some history.
And then Fizdale is expected to bring in Keith Smart, his Memphis assistant, who he worked with in Miami. Keith Smart, of course, the legendary Indiana Hoosier who hit the national championship game-winning shot against Syracuse in 87 at the Superdome. There you go. So I can't wait to see how this all plays out with the NBA draft in June to see who do you think Trae Young, he'll be number 6 or sooner? You think he'll be gone by then?
I think it's
he's meeting with the Knicks tomorrow or something like this Friday.
I think he could go anywhere from the top 5 to 15 to 20.
The Knicks aren't good enough to get their hands on Trae Young. They're not smart enough.
I think he could be there at 9.
Yeah, the way that his tournament and the end of his season went, he may be sitting around there at 9 or 10.
Do you think that if he was sitting around 9 or 10 and they had a choice to take him or Frank Ntilikina, they would take Ntilikina again? Because I think they would.
Probably.
Oh, yeah. They'd take Ntilikina. They always take the worst players. The only one that they haven't botched is Porzingis. And we don't even know if that's a botched pick either. Because now that he's had his first blown-out knee, when's the second one coming? A year from now?
Right, there seems to be a disconnect between him and the team the last 2 years.
It didn't take long for that kid to become a prima donna and not be happy, did it? All he had to do was play for the Knicks. He played for the Knicks. He's already a miserable prima donna. Doesn't want anything to do with him.
Learn from the best.
But he's around.
Mellow.
But he has nothing to do with the Knicks. Have you noticed that where he's hanging out? He's hanging out with Real Madrid, and he's hanging out with – what is he doing? Like, what are they doing? Why don't they have something to do with this guy, like, always? Why are they not making that guy happy, always? Why are they letting him do whatever he wants, whenever he wants, wherever he wants, with whoever he wants, all the time? I don't get that. He should be here. He should be working on his rehab here, shouldn't he? Like in New York. They don't care if he's over in Europe and in Spain and everything else doing whatever he wants. And then he's just miserable. The further he's distanced himself from the Knicks and his teammates, the further away he's always going to be.
I trust his rehab a lot more in Spain with Real Madrid and the people around that organization than in Latvia.
Maybe he'll become a player for Real Madrid. 855-212-4CBS.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
Mavia, what are they showing? Old Animal Kingdoms? Is that what they do on TNT now after the game tonight? They got this old episode on.
Yeah, they're playing some repeats right now. I guess that's what they're doing to get you ready for the season premiere next week.
Oh, is it?
Or not next
it's
week.
The 29th.
29th, yeah.
So you just got me excited and then cashed my buzz.
Sorry.
So, I love that show, man. You know what I mean? I wish I had, like, five cousins and brothers that, you know, are burglars that make millions.
I just wish I had that house out at the beach.
Yeah, the beach house and the backyard that was... Oh, wait a minute, I did have that house. Not anymore. Remember Mafia, the great pool I had?
I didn't see the pool, but he showed me the house. It was awesome. I wish I lived in that place.
Oh, you mean the one in Cali?
Yeah.
Oh, that was near the beach. I'm talking about even the one I had in Jersey
the
pool.
Oh, yeah, the pool in the other house was great, too.
But now I don't have a pool. It's bunk.
No, you just have woods.
Now I have a big yard and woods filled with dog cable.
That is true.
So anyway, that's very frustrating.
Not something you could swim in.
Justin Verlander, a big evening tonight, much like Carver High has a lot of big nights. Verlander, a complete game, 5-hit, 7-strikeout effort as the Astros beat the Angels 2-0. He records his 2,500, is that a word? 2,500 career strikeout as part of a 5-hit shutout. A major league best 1.05 ERA. How much of that is attributed, do you think, in Kate Upton? I mean, he went over to the Astros, he won a title. He's got, you know, he's the king. I mean, he's been, has he not been lights out ever since he went to the Astros? I mean, literally just dominant. Does he ever lose?
It's happened to a lot of people who've gone there.
He's just, I mean, it's just, he was never, was he ever this good in Detroit? Maybe once.
Yes, he was this good in Detroit.
He was always?
He won multiple Cy Youngs. He threw perfect games. He threw no hitters, whatever. The guy was awesome.
But ever since he
went. Not the last 2 or 3 years he was in Detroit before he got to Houston.
But now he's revived his career like no other and is lights out. I mean, is he not one of the best pitchers in baseball?
He looks like he was 10 years ago.
So he married that Kate Upton, who was unceremoniously married her because I think there was potential that I would end up with her. I think that there was a lot of people talking about that. And then it slipped through my fingers, and she ended up with Justin Verlander, who, you know, I'm not even sure, because as far as handsome and everything, I think I got him there as well. But she probably fell for him because of his 1.05 ERA and the fact that he makes fun of people that fail drug tests, like Robbie Cano.
Except guys that were on his own team. He doesn't make fun of them.
He doesn't make fun of the guys on his own team that do drugs.
A couple of years ago when he tweeted about how he stood by one of his, I forget which guy in Detroit it was, Iglesias, somebody like that. He, you know, he stood by him. He was on his team. When you're not on his team, different story.
Different story.
I don't think Kate Upton knows what ERA is.
No, but I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't care what she knows. It doesn't matter if she knows anything at all. In fact, there's a lot of things that she's capable of without any knowledge of anything. I just think she's a tremendous asset for his game. He's clearly taken his game to a whole new level ever since he hooked up with her.
Mm.
I believe that.
Yeah.
There's a lot of that going around. Aaron Rodgers with Danica Patrick. There's a lot of that going around where you get the smoke show. You know, Tom Brady and Giselle. There you go, another one. You got the power couple. Another one, A-Rod and J-Lo. That's Carver High's favorite couple right there. Very popular. Even though I did a story last night, didn't I, that some TV producers have told her to lose some weight? That can't go over well with J-Lo. Is she the one, Is she the one from the block? J-Lo from the block?
Jenny from the block.
Right, that's her, huh?
Yeah.
Jenny from the block. Do you remember, who was it? LL Cool J sang Back in the Way or In the Way.
How Around the Way Girl?
Around the Way Girl. Remember, that's what it was. All right. Real quick, CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line. I already did this. It's very exciting. Sean in Alabama. Sean.
My brother, Scotty Mob.
Hey, how you doing, man?
I'm doing great, man. Hey, second time you've taken my call in the past couple months, man. Hey, you're the best in the business.
Oh, come on. Come on.
Hey, come on, come on. Would I BS a BSer?
No. So what did you want to say, man?
Well, hey, man, I just want you to, you know, weigh in on what you think Michigan's chances are, you know, in this upcoming college football season.
Well, I talked at great length about him last night, believe it or not, that I'm a huge believer in Jim Harbaugh, actually. I think he's doing all he can do up there. I think he's the best coach for them. I'm a buyer. I liked him in San Francisco. I liked him at Stanford. I like him now. I think he's doing a good job. I know there's a lot of people that don't think he's doing a good job because he doesn't beat Ohio State or Michigan State, what have you. But I don't think people realize how difficult and that conference is and how tough those teams are. And, you know, beating Urban Meyer is no joke. And that team in Columbus is very good. And D'Antonio's done a great job in East Lansing. In fact, I think he's done a way better job than anyone gives him credit for. I think he's a better coach than even Izzo. A lot of people are talking about Tom Izzo all the time. Tom Izzo has been a long time since he's done anything remarkable, and D'Antonio's been knocking off big schools like Ohio State and Michigan now for years, with less talent, too, if you ask me. So, but I do think Michigan's going to be good, and I said last night, I do believe at some point or another, whether it's because he's still got 4 years left on this deal. This is year four. I think that, you know, if he signs another deal, which I believe he will, I think he'll stay in Ann Arbor for the rest of his coaching career. A lot of people think he'll go to the NFL again. I'm not one of them. I think he's going to coach like Schembechler till the end in Ann Arbor. And that's just my belief. But here's what I say. I think at some point in that, even in this deal, I think in the next 4 years, there's a chance. I think they have some relative odds that they could make the playoff. And then I think in the next contract he signs with the Wolverines, he could actually, I believe, compete for a national championship. I do believe that. Around the way, just an awful song. I love it.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
All right, 855-212-4227. So we put a podcast out after every show. It goes out on Twitter, at Scott Pharrell, at On the Bench CBS. And now you can get that the next day as well. We've always done it that way for the Hangover and Chody crowd. People are like, what's a Chody? So the bottom line is you can hear us now everywhere, and now we're on everywhere else. We're on CBSSportsRadio.com, the CBS Sports app, Radio.com, Apple Music. We're on Sirius XM now, channel 206, plus the Sirius app 206. And, of course, we're on multitudes, hundreds of stations and et cetera, affiliates, et cetera, around North America, everywhere, Canada, the U.S., and everywhere in the Southern Hemisphere because of the satellite radio on Sirius XM, my old stomping grounds. Very excited about our prognosis for excelling at this level because we're on everywhere. And then when we obtained everywhere else, that gave us power. And power gave us greed, and greed gave us money, and money gave us chicks and reefer.
When you get the money, you get the power. Then when you get the power, then you get the woman.
It's true. Very true. All this has been happening on the bench. And here at the network, there's very exciting things happening. A lot of meetings, a lot of people talking, and a lot of dirty deals. Wait, are we on the air? I'm just glad my fingers didn't get stuck to the syrup-lipped mic covers they have here. I just didn't want to, you know, get my finger caught on there because I feel there's potential for some form of, you know, like STD or something. You could get like a rash if you touch that the wrong way. I'm just saying. Ray in Akron, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Scotty, how's it going?
What's happening, brother? I just got done.
You know, bro, I'm a first-time caller to your show.
Cool.
I'm a long-time listener.
Cool, man.
But, of course, I'm here in Akron. I'm a Cavs fan. I am so tired of this. And all you hear from the national networks is they're always comparing LeBron and Michael Jordan. To me, they're two different players. But here's the thing. Like LeBron, they lose – they get their asses handed to them 2 games in a row in Boston.
All right, thanks. It's got to be frustrating to know that you've waited all that time to get on the show for the first time ever, and then you call up and start dropping bombs, and then we hang up on you and erase you. It's got to be a frustrating point of the evening where I would recommend a shot of Johnny Walker Blue if you had that in the cabinet. You might want to reach for that. Or the notorious G... Johnny Walker Gold is what high heat dropped on my front step at the old Forella Palatial at another one of our winterized pool parties, which were mostly in the nude. I can't believe Mafia doesn't talk about all the fond memories of nude streak and swim parties at my old house. I thought we had a lot of fun. Remember the time Kathy O caught us in the garage smoking a giant blunt?
Yes, I do. No one else was home, and all of a sudden someone's sneaking around like a burglar coming in the house.
How funny is that? All right, Mayor is in D.C. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yo, Fro, what's up, my man? I love you, dude.
Hey, dude, what's up?
I know I'm only 16, but it's late at night, and I'm feeling rebellious. Hit me up with some Jack.
Get him a little sifter of Coca-Cola with a splash of Jack. Mafia, don't tell anyone I recommended Jack to the young man.
Nothing for you.
It's late at night, and Mafia refuses to serve the underage. Unbelievable. It looks like, Mayor, you're going to have to sneak into your dad's liquor cabinet again.
You'll get nothing and like it.
I feel you, but Tom Wilson?
Yeah.
He's a total badass.
Of course, everyone where you live loves him. He's a hero because he's... the villain everywhere else. So I know they don't like him in Pittsburgh.
At the end of the series, the Caps will have the Lightning bent over.
Wow, I like the way this kid thinks. So, we'll see. I think tomorrow night is a huge game for the Capitals. I actually think they'll show up. They did not show up for Game 3 after it's unbelievable. You have a 2-0 lead on the road, and then you don't win in your own building to go up 3. And then it's lights out, right? They did not answer that challenge, if you ask me, Carver. You've got to, and I know the storyline for years. You lose the first two, you go win the third game because you have to. You're desperate. But that's nonsense. The Capitals should have won that game. They kicked their ass for 2 games. They outscored them 10-4. They should have gone home and won that game and gone up 3, and the series would have been over.
Look, I thought that if the Capitals won one of the 2 games at home, out of games 3 and 4, that they were going to win this series. So,
are you surprised they're 3 and 4 at home in the postseason, 7 and 1 on the road?
They've been unbelievable on the road. It's just they were down. Didn't they lose the first 2 games at home to Columbus? Storm back and won that series. So here's the deal for them. Win tomorrow night, go up 3-1, and you're going to win a series. I don't think that you'll find a way to win one of those last 3 games, okay?
I agree.
You lose tomorrow night, you go back to square one, now it's a 3-game series.
And
you're
they lose.
Playing 2 games down in their barn,
they'll
which
lose.
Doesn't matter because you've been unbelievable on the road this
unbelievable.
Year. So I don't care where the games are being played, but my thing is now it's going to be 2-2, and now you're up against what? Has been the best team in the Eastern Conference all year, bar none, and you got to go beat them 2 out of 3. Whereas you win tomorrow, you're up 3-1, and now you got to beat them 1 out of 3. And I like their chances a lot better doing that.
If they win tomorrow.
No doubt. They win tomorrow, they're going to Stanley Cup Finals.
Yeah, I'm with you. I really believe that as well. Mike in Indiana.
Hey, bro, how's it going, man?
Hey, dude.
Hey, how you guys doing tonight, man? Good to hear all you guys.
Not bad.
Hey, I just wanted to touch a little bit, man, on the Cleveland and a little bit on LeBron and then what's going on with Golden State real quick and Houston. First of all, Barkley's comment about a sweep, obviously insane, man. I love Charles, but he comes off with some wild. Anyway, man, Cleveland, You know, I tell you what, they made them the favorites. Everybody said, oh, they had a great series against Toronto, who they've owned for years. So everybody comes out and says, oh, man, they're the favorites. They're going to spank Boston. Really? When LeBron's the only guy playing, doing anything at all, and they're the second worst defense?
It's amazing, though. I got to tell you, it's amazing that everyone, you know, not you, let's just say, the overall feeling I get is that everyone, you know, suddenly is a genius about what's wrong with the Cavaliers, but nobody had any answers when they were winning all four games against Toronto. There was nothing wrong with them then. When they were sweeping Toronto, they were the greatest team on earth. And now they lost two games in Boston, which is not that really that shocking to me. And now suddenly everyone treats them like they suck and they're finished. It's amazing to me.
And somebody had made a comment in another sports show. He's like, they're not done, man. They're going to win all three in Cleveland. You know what, man? I don't think they're going to get it done, period. And Boston, and really the astonishing thing is, gosh, the two best players aren't even playing for Boston. Or at least the two best offensive players. Unbelievable.
I guess it's unbelievable in some capacity or another, but I actually look at it a little differently. I think that they are playing great basketball because they were forced to. So you lose Kyrie, you lose Hayward. They lost Hayward at the beginning of the year, so that was not a factor. You lose Kyrie Irving. You had to play Rozier and Larkin, right? Now Larkin's done. So now Rozier just plays nonstop, and you can't tell me it's not taking a toll on him. He's played fantastic. The only thing that he's got going on his side here with the amount of minutes he's getting and how much he's playing and without any rest whatsoever, now he'll get a few days off. He needs it, believe me, you, is that, you know, he's so young. So he can take it, I think. Most guys, I don't believe, could play these kind of minutes every single night of every single game of every single series and not have it take a toll on you and have a negative effect and negative productivity based on your dehydration and tired body and banged up and bruised up and beaten up body. You start missing J's, making, you know, mistakes, turnovers, getting burned defensively because you're shot. So I actually think they've taken their game to a whole new level because they had to. They were forced to play at a different level and take their game to a place they'd never been, which is pure, unadulterated defense and ball movement until they get a decent look. So they're moving the ball around like crazy and taking, you know, I think some good shots overall, some fairly high percentage shots. And then I think their other, you know, thing that they've done even better than, you know, I don't even think they're that good offensively at all. I think that the thing that they've done for me better is defensively, switching and playing the Cavaliers, you know, deadly. Obviously, they let LeBron do whatever he wanted, and they shut everyone else down. Not only that, they got under their skin, you know, mentally, physically. I think they manipulated them in Boston to the point where we're going to see a different Cleveland team, in my view, for sure, on Saturday. I think the Celtics have done enough dancing around here and celebrating and it's over and all this other stuff. It's in the bag, this mood that they're selling. Like, they got this thing figured out and it's all cream puff from here in. I don't think it's going to go that way. I really don't. I think you're going to see a dramatic difference on Saturday. I would be shocked if they don't come back and win the game and get back in the series. I mean, I'll keel over if they don't show up for that game three. If they don't show up for that game three, they're finished. If they don't win game three, they're finished. So they have to win. I mean, you know, I always believe in desperate teams. So you bet on them on Saturday, I think you're cashing.
And don't forget what Chad Finn brought up, and you know, what a lot of people probably forgot because of those two games they've won so far is that first series against Milwaukee, lost every game on the road. Against Philly, they split on the road. They're not the same team on the road. They were able to steal one in Philly. But that Milwaukee series, they were completely different when they got away from Boston.
Yeah. I mean, we're going to see what they're made of on Saturday and whatever. Is it Saturday and Monday? Is that when they're doing it? So we'll find out what they're made of then, because I think all this talk about it's over, they're finished, they suck, LeBron's leaving, they got nobody, and, you know, how great you know, Larkin or Rozier is, and they're just unstoppable. And I mean, are you listening to yourselves? Like, they're not unstoppable. But I do think they're a better team than Cleveland right now. I think they're playing better. I think they're definitely playing better defense. I think they're hustling more. I think they're crashing the glass more. I think they're playing above themselves and making plays and playing their asses off, which is what they had to do when they lost Kyrie. They had to take their game to a new level and play their ass off.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.